Voters in Samoa are going to the polls today in one of the most exciting elections the Pacific Island country has had in decades. This is because it's the first time the dominant Human Rights Protection Party has had the level of opposition being posed by the new Fa'atuatua Ileatua Samoa Watasi Party. Electoral authorities say preparations for the election went smoothly, as did the 4 days of pre-polling, which concluded on Thursday with over 8,500 voters taking part. Today, over 120,000 electors are expected to cast their ballots. Our Samoa correspondent, Aotangawai Tipi Aotangawai, is on Upolu and joins me now. Talofa Tipi, how are people feeling about voting today?
Everyone is excited. That's the general feeling amongst everyone that I spoke to. Especially the first time that we had the pre-polling for 4 days, which started on Monday, ended yesterday on Thursday, and today is the main game, which is the general election for over 120,000 electors and voters remaining from the 8,576 who took the pre-polling for 4 days.
Now, you've spoken with the electoral commissioner. How have preparations gone?
Well, according to the electoral commissioner, everything is going well. The process for this general election is expecting the results for today's general election day to come in very fast because of the electronic system they're now using, and especially for those polling booths on the big island of Savai'i. And he's predicting that the results for the preliminary results should come in maybe before 11 or 12 midnight.
And you're on Upolu. Are the issues the same for the two islands? Are there different issues of interest to the voters?
There are different issues for the main islands, but one major issue in this election that both islands are looking at is because of the parties. People are now more concentrating in the parties they are supporting and the candidates who are running for those parties, especially the newly formed Fa'atuatua Ileatua Samoa Watasi, or FAST party, and also the HRPP. Those are the main parties. People are now making their predictions, who is going to win how many seats and who's going to get into power, you know, all that usual thing in general election.
Election with such polarizing views, has it been divisive for communities, for families?
There are issues of divisive among our families, because in this general election, people are now voting on policies and also the same support of because of family time.
How's the security situation? Are police concerned? Have you spoken with police?
Oh, yes. The security is very tight, both around the island, the two islands where the polling booths are, and also within polling booths, especially in the pre-polling period starting from Monday. The main polling pool for all the 20 constituencies, electoral constituencies in Savai'i, was housed in one of the teams at Tuanei Mato Sports Complex, where all the 20 electoral constituencies were housed. So everyone who were in the pre-polling went to that main team to cast their votes. So it was quite a number of police officers on duty there, and a number of people working in the election as well.
Our correspondent in Samoa, Aotangabaya, Tipi Aotangabaya.